Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
MGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Ronde Gadsden, now, he might already be better than his dad was. And if you don't remember, like, his dad was a good wide receiver. Not a great wide receiver, but a good wide receiver for many years for the Miami Dolphins. He's nasty. Nasty catching the football. Did anyone feel bad for Carson Wentz last night? He's like the knight from Monty Python. He's getting annihilated every single game. He's getting the tar kicked out of him. He takes a licking. This bastard keeps on ticking. It's unbelievable. What a tough bastard, man. His arm is hanging like a wet noodle. How's he going to play? He's like Wolverine.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. We need Bill Zimmerman on the show right now, our executive producer. So, is Bill... Yeah, it's almost like roll the dice. Is Bill here? Bill, are you here? Hello.
I'm here, Nicholas.
It's good to hear you and see you. You've made a bunch of opens for the show. Most of them, well, maybe. Let's see how this conversation goes. Most of them have been very good. What was going through your mind when you decided to devote like 25 seconds to a Ronde Gadsden?
Because I thought it was an entertaining cut.
So you thought, like, that was supposed to lead... So first off, the open was late. It was supposed to be played at 4 o'clock. You thought that, like, we're coming out of the shoot Monday after an NFL Sunday, and the first thing that the listeners and the viewers are going to hear and see is a Ronde Gadsden, fifth-round rookie tight end.
Correct.
And you were like, this is a good idea. Like, you felt that.
Yeah. And I love the Carson Wentz line. I know you're against the Carson Wentz line, but it's a perfect lead-in here to the Carson Wentz news.
Yes, but you didn't know that, though, at the time.
Intuitive, Nick.
The Wentz stuff, the Wentz stuff is okay. Like, Femi, are you the Ronde Gadsden thing is terrible, right? Like, we can't have a Ronde Gadsden be the first thing in an open. We can't have that.
We're not just talking about the quarterbacks. We're talking about everything on You Better You Bet.
Bill,
that is a deep cut, if I've ever heard one, buddy.
These are like arguments I have with my wife. And I lose all of those, so like I would like to win this one, please.
All right. It was a bad job.
It's a bad job, right?
We're scrambling to try and get stuff to Russ so he can get it done Friday, because Russ has bad Mondays because of all the Bears stuff he has to do.
Oh yeah, God forbid that you bet could get a couple minutes of his precious time.
Bears.
God forbid.
you better you bet. That's where it's at with Russ.
Listen, I'm fine with that. Like, you better you bet versus NFL team. I get it. Arant Bill.
What's a deeper cut? Is it Aronde Gadsden or the Nets stuff from this summer?
We played the Nets stuff in August when there were no football games. Like, we're coming off a football Sunday. Here's 20 seconds on. It didn't even have the line about me talking about trading. Like it should have been me trading Aronde Gadsden in fantasy for Marshall Faulk. The true story. And Arizona Cardinals Emmitt Smith in 2001. That's just like, you know, Aronde Gadsden, this fifth round tight end you might have heard of, was better than his dad who played wide receiver 20 years ago in the NFL. Honestly?
What about Danny Wolf?
He is.
I'd like Tyler's opinion here. Because it's Monday. And the odds board has been reset. And that's a good thing for Tyler. Because Tyler was basically like a big dull pineapple yesterday during You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff. As I don't know who the video producer was. It wasn't Mike Brown. But we prepared the stream wasn't there. And Tyler was a big pineapple sitting there in the producer's chair. Tyler, what do you think of Bill Zimmerman leading what? Like, this should have led the show. We're leading the show with Aronde Gadsden. Tyler, your thoughts on Bill?
Honestly, yesterday's performance is probably one of my better ones ever, but we'll go with that. That was just a pineapple sitting in the chair with headphones. I thought it was all right. I thought it should have been something Mason Taylor related, since that was like the hot topic on Thursday and Friday was Mason Taylor or Aronde Gadsden. Listen, Bill's been great. The opens have been awesome. I think that one was, you know, that one left a lot to be desired. But we can always improve tomorrow.
So was it good or bad, Tyler? Because you started by saying it's not bad, and then you closed by saying it is bad. Which is it?
Yeah, I wanted to put it nicely. It wasn't great.
I'd like Addie Bates' opinion, our associate producer. Addie, what do you think of Bill Zimmerman, who's been in doing sports? He's been doing sport.
Been doing sport.
What's happening? What's happening? Is that Addie's microphone?
I believe that is Addie's microphone. I mean, we could try it again. See what will happen.
I'm good. I'm good. We're good, everybody. I'm just gonna, if it's okay with everyone, I'm gonna talk some sports now.
She's with us. Addie, are you here? Ask her the question. Yeah, she's here.
I'm here.
Addie, what do you think of Bill's decision to have Aronde Gadsden literally lead the show today? That's how the show was going to start, was Aronde Gadsden.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a concert. It's like Billy Joel not leading with like a big hit. That's like going deep cut, like running on ice. Nobody's gonna know what the hell we're talking about.
Give us Uptown Girl, Bill.
Bill,
I feel like Addie's insulting the You Better You Bet audience.
No,
You Better You Bet audience knows who Aronde Gadsden is.
You can't even pronounce his name correctly. He's called Arandy. Like Macho Man Arandy Savage. like should we have played a different cut to start the show? Ooh, yeah.
Snap into thank a Slim Jim.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Aronde McMichael,
I'll tell you what, Femi, we got to... Because the Monday opens now, it's literally just here's stuff from Thursday night football.
Mm.
We need something. You know what? We need stock. We need evergreen cuts that can be played. Right?
Fast forward to next Monday where it's something about Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens being the Dolphins.
Oh, it's like, yeah. Like, there's like
Mike McDaniel should be fired.
Like, Tua steps into the phone booth and out emerges. Tua turned the ball over. Meanwhile, like, Chiefs Bills went to overtime and Kansas City won on a last second field goal. We're gonna start the show with that. With you, well, you know who was awesome last night? Malik Washington. Man, how about that Keaton Mitchell 25-yard run to go over his rushing yards prop at the end of the game? Man, Charlie Kohler looked great as the third tight end for the Ravens.
You better, you bet.
Aronde Gadsden. It's unbelievable, right? It's a professional operation here.
Hey, he's a legacy guy. You know, Aronde Gadsden. He's legacy.
Okay. Thank you. Honestly, that turned out to be a pretty nice bit of content. Okay. Yeah. The Carson Wentz story
is
pretty
funny.
Taylor. The Carson Wentz cut is pretty good. It is accidentally good, but it is good. Because we just got news, You Better You Bet on this Monday, that Carson Wentz is undergoing season-ending left surgery on his left shoulder. This is per Diana Rossini of The Athletic. Wentz will be placed on IR. J.J. McCarthy in line to start for the Vikings this week in Detroit against the Lions. I don't know how... Like, this is like the answer to a trivia question. How much do we have to pay you to get the stuffing beaten out of you by professional athletes and then have surgery on your mangled shoulder? Like, that's what... Like, Carson Wentz was basically like a human pinata. Like, he's like a middle reliever in NFL form. Like, go out there and soak up as much damage as possible until we deem that J.J. McCarthy's ready to play from this injury that we have been lying about for a month. Like, Wentz signed a one-year, $1.42 million deal. I'll tell you what, I'd do it for that money. You could mess my shoulder up, I'll undergo surgery for $1.4 million. Signing bonus of $170,000. Yeah, man, sign me up. Sack the bleep out of me. Carson Wentz is like, of course, dude. He's the toughest son of a bitch on the planet. He's getting the crap kicked out of him on Thursday night to the point that he had to go. Does this surprise anyone? Wentz out for the season with the way his arm was hanging. Like, I'll tell you what, man. Like, Kevin O'Connell better send him at minimum a Christmas card until they're both dead. For what Carson Wentz did, like going out on his shield. Like, hey Carson, we're going to sign you here. The starter can't play. You go out there behind an injured offensive line, get absolutely crushed, have to undergo season-ending surgery, and we'll see you next year, maybe. Wow. The NFL, not for long. You bet on this Monday. All right. Promise we talk about Brian Daboll and the Eagles and the Giants. So, the tush push has got to go. How's that for a segue? So, Rondé Gadsden, Carson Wentz's left arm. Oh, you know, yeah. What's the deal with the tush push? It's got to go. And I'm not a hater. It's a great play. The Eagles run it better than everybody. And if it could be properly officiated, keep running it. Run it in perpetuity. I'm not a salty Giants fan. I mean, I am sometimes. But I'm able to divorce myself of that emotion. The Eagles kicked the crap out of the Giants yesterday. Whether Kayvon Thibodeau recovers that ball or not, like, the Eagles are going to win the game and cover. So I'm not saying otherwise. But if you're going to allow this play to happen and be run every week, like, you got to be able to officiate it. Otherwise, it's just stupid. Like, it's dumb. And Eagles fans are so, like, you Eagles fans... You're so sensitive about this. Like, it's a personal attack. Like, I said, like, your mother is like what Phil Leotardo called Vito Spadafore's son when they were out for ice cream. Like, it's a personal insult to you that the tush push shouldn't be legal. Oh, how could you say you're a hater? Cry more. Cope. Like, the play's stupid. They're constantly offside, and good for them. I'm not even blaming the Eagles. I'm blaming the league. I'm blaming the refs. And it was obviously a fumble by Jalen Hurts. It's like, what's the point of the play if they can't officiate it? It's got to go. I think it's done. How can it survive all of this? Everyone hates it. The announcers hate it. Most fan, 31 fan bases hate it. It's just Eagles fans that like it, and good for you guys. I would like it too if I were you. I'm just saying it's got to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You had Brian Daboll, and like the Giants fan in me appreciates it, absolutely losing his mind various points during the game yesterday. Now, Brad Rogers and his crew were all-time bad for both teams in the game yesterday. I will say that the Giants were on the short end of the stick more than Philly, but it wasn't like this was one-sided with only one team getting the calls. Brad Rogers and the crew were absolutely terrible the whole game. On the Darius Slayton touchdown, when they called offensive pass interference on Slayton on Quinyon Mitchell, at best, it's a ticky-tack call. At best. It should not have been called. The Giants wouldn't have won. This is not me being like, the Giants deserve to win. It's a bad call. And Brian Daboll absolutely loses it. Like, loses it. Headset off, spit flying, screaming, yelling in an official's face. On the tush-push fumble, they tell him he can't challenge. He drops the red flag anyway. He's like a better on tilt. He just lost all his money playing blackjack, hit the ATM, and now he's at the roulette table. And it just came up 00. And he's absolutely freaking out. And the fan in me, I like it. Because if I'm a Giants fan, like, that's how I feel. But he's not a fan. He's supposed to be a leader of men. And when he goes nuts like that, and I'm not saying like he shouldn't be pissed, I'm pissed watching. It sends a message to the team that like we're going to make excuses and it's the refs' fault. And they're all saying it after the game. Terrible calls by the refs. Guess what? Like the Giants suck. The team sucks. And some of it's that Neighbors is out. The team's not very good. Jackson Dart, I think, is playing very well despite all of this nonsense around him. Scadaboo's lost for the year. The offensive line can't hold up, especially the interior. What a shock. And this defense with Shane Bowen allowed over 8 yards per carry yesterday to the Eagles. 7 runs of 15 yards or more. Remember the offseason Hard Knocks? Let's hire Shane Bowen because his Tennessee defenses were good. Yards per carry. How does 8.4 yards per carry sound? Idiots. They're so done, it's not even funny. And as for the Philadelphia Eagles, I said it last week after they beat the Vikings. Jalen Hurts walking into the locker room and exclaiming, "We're not losing anymore." To me, meant something. That's the best they've played all season, start to finish. Domination from start to finish. Both sides of the ball. Pass rush good. Run game electric. Hurts efficient. They didn't even need A.J. Brown. 6-2, the Eagles are. Clearly in the catbird seat to win another NFC East. Heading into their bye. Now, reasonable minds can disagree as to whether the Eagles are at the level of the Lions or the Packers. They already beat the Rams. I think they are. I still think the Eagles are the best team in the conference. You know what's really fun? We're going to find out. Because out of the bye, the Eagles are at Green Bay, and then they host the Detroit Lions. On the other side, let's talk some college football and LSU firing Brian Kelly.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.